family dish, whichever you prefer.
Whichever you prefer. A lot of people still want to talk about food.
You know, I kind of did.
You do?
This is Harmony Kaplan. Allison Kaplan is supposed to be here.
She is.
But she hasn't texted.
No, I haven't gotten a text either.
Nope. So we don't know where
she is. So I'm just going
to sit here.
Stephanie
March is nice enough to sit here and or stand here and talk to me.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
I know.
So how's your Thanksgiving preparation going?
It's shaping up. I will be honest with you, Harms. I still have not picked all the side dishes that I'm going to make. I'm making the turkey.
Yeah.
And that's because...
First of all, you made me cry, which I did email you and tell you.
Yeah.
You wrote a beautiful piece for MSP Mag.
Oh, thank you.
And it made me cry because it's not a normal year.
No.
And is it going to be more than just you and Jake? Or is it
nope.
just...
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm usually the girl that has like 20 people in my house usually. So it's down to me and one kid. My mom, I will go bring her some food. She lives very close. But yeah, I have two whole sets of humans, and they're people who live in Chicago.
Yep.
And then I have one in Uptown who is, she's just going to, and they're going to make their own birds. And we're just going to have a little cocktail zoom.
Do you know who's making my bird?
Who's making your bird?
Well, it's actually a breast.
That's good.
And Jerry's Grocery Store is making it.
This is a good thing.
I could have done it. I could have.
You could have.
But I just decided.
But you don't have to.
And so I'm not doing it.
No, I don't think you have to.
Oh, look who walked in.
Hi. Okay, hi.
I'm sure it's a real good store. Let me talk as a mother before a shop girl, okay? Yes. As a mother, have you ever looked at a clock and realized when you're supposed to be somewhere,
right.
you should
yes.
be there on time?
Yes, I super have. Uh-huh. I really have. But I have two really good excuses.
Oh, I bet.
And I think Stephanie March will really appreciate this.
Okay.
Number one. My neighborhood sent out an email saying that our little coffee shop, Cup of Java, was struggling.
Oh.
You know, like business has
dropped
off. Could
have helped them after the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. And so I thought, you know what? I drive right by there on the way to the station. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop today and get myself a latte.
Yeah.
And I'll feel very good about it and I'll be helpful, right?
Sure.
Okay, so I didn't make coffee at home because I was going to do that. Then I'm about to walk out the door. A package arrives. Well, I have to see what's in the package.
Really?
That's kind of her job.
I really thought I taught you better than this.
Just wait. The package says perishable. Okay?
Right.
So I'm like,
excuse me. Were there not three other people in your house that could have opened that package?
Well, it had my name on it.
Oh,
and so I needed to see what it was going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So I opened the package. Turns out it is 5 mini pies from Nadia's Cakes.
Yes.
Do you know Nadia?
Yes.
Okay.
She's very wonderful.
Did they mean to send those to you?
I don't think I have pies waiting on my doorstep.
No, this was not a press release. This was actually a thank you from a friend, which was a lovely thing to do. So I was just complete. So then I needed to see what the kinds were. I had to read a little bit about it. So then I had to put it in the refrigerator. Uh-huh. At this point, I'm like, oh God, I don't have time to stop at Cup of Java, but I haven't had coffee. Uh-huh. So I quickly make some coffee.
Got a text from your husband saying she left on the late side.
And so I make the coffee. I get it. I get here. I pull in. Guess what? Left the coffee in the car.
Oh. Serves you right. It really serves you right.
Oh,
so,
my God.
This is where we are.
You see this lovely lady who is standing behind the plexiglass.
Is your car open? Do you want me to go get it?
No, it's okay.
I could get you the coffee.
It's all right.
Well,
it's all right.
This lovely lady just stayed because she is used to you showing up last minute.
It's very thoughtful. Yeah.
Well,
very thoughtful.
Let me just say this.
Yes.
Yeah. I basically call this one at 10 p.m. Without even a thought, and she has to talk me down off of a lot of ledges. So if I can back her up by hanging on a microphone every once in a while for a few more minutes.
Okay. It is all good. Well, this is what we do.
Well,
but
I'm
you have a lot of cooking to do.
I do. Actually, I have got to get to the grocery store because I am scared. I am a little bit worried that there's going to be a run on bread and you know what I mean? Things that because so many more
staples.
People are cooking.
Yeah.
You need to be able to get I'm sure there's no more hipster carrots at all, even. You
hipster
know?
Hipster carrots?
The purple and the yellow and the orange.
Those are I heard you talk about the hipster carrots. And I didn't know what that was.
I thought it was
a special recipe.
No, hipster carrots are whatever you do to those purple and yellow and orange carrots. And you have to cut the top so that there's just a little spiky part of them up.
Do they
and
taste then, different?
No, they're just carrots. There's
the
a little
point?
Bit sweeter, I think, some of them. The purple ones to me are a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
But
I like those carrots, actually.
I do too. They're delicious.
Well, as a shop girl, I felt it was my duty to buy things as opposed to make. I have
this is true
from Trader Joe's.
This is true.
I have frozen sweet mashed potatoes.
Good. Excellent.
And I will make stuffing, but I did hear other staff talk about the cubed stuffing. But not, but no, it's Pepperidge Farm, and it, my children have always
loved
that.
Yeah, no,
I do have to make that.
You heard me say on the show, right? That caveat, everybody just, there is no snobbery or anything.
Hopefully no snob.
No snobbery. Just do whatever you need to do to make your Thanksgiving good.
Yeah.
Like whatever you love.
Okay. Can you actually, since you're here, tell our listeners about the place that you just wrote about, that new shop that looks adorable
Mini
in
Row?
Hopkins?
Yes. In fact, I'm misgiving that I didn't send you the thing about it.
Yeah.
So Dana and Peter Smith, this cute little couple, they have opened this. They were kind of looking around for something to, you know, for a place to go, and they found Hopkins to open Mini Row Market. And it is kind of like, in my mind, it feels like it's going to be like a golden fig when they get really rolling.
Okay.
But they are locally, they're sourcing mostly all local products. Or if it's a product like an apple from Washington, it has to be supporting its region locally where it is too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Like it has to be invested in the region and where it was grown if they're going to bring it into our region.
Got it.
And they are doing, they have produce and they have sauces. They have all these Minnesota makers. They have Quebracho.
Did they just open?
Today.
Oh,
today.
Really?
They opened today in Hopkins, right on that main street, right by the Chipotle, you know, down there.
Yes.
And it is super cute. They'll eventually have salads and soups that you can pick up and run to, but they have some butcher cuts. You know what I mean? Like if you want to grab a ribeye steak from a local farm.
And I do.
I know you do.
I
know you do.
Yeah,
what you want, though, are those Quebracho empanadas that have spinach and cheese in them.
Oh, I love an empanada.
Please go get one of those.
Okay.
And they have chocolate milk and they have cheese. And they have, you know, they have the pickle dips and they have, you know, they
you
have
love your pickle dips.
I love pickle dips.
Pickle dip?
Yeah. Yes. We'll get into that in the holidays.
Yes.
We don't have time
so
for that
good.
Right now.
Right. That would be a fun little safe outing to go pop into that shop, check it out. And then you could go down the street to Kitty Wampus, maybe pick up a game for the family or a puzzle to do this week.
I always feel bad because nobody ever calls us with food questions. What do you
but they are
of
sick of it already by the time they get to you. If they've
but
been
they also
to us.
Probably don't call Stephanie with Mother of the Bride dress
they
questions.
Certainly do not. They certainly do not.
Maybe not.
So it all evens
but
out.
Once in a while, I've still always
is that your most asked question?
Yes.
Mother of the Bride?
Yes.
Do you know what mine is? What cookbooks for teens? I swear to God, every week
for
teens
you
or for young or
today.
For kids. Like for teens or like people learning how to cook.
Okay.
Like we get that every week, I feel like.
Well, what's the answer? Just in case one of our
just
listeners
in case
hasn't
one
heard
of your
you say
answers it.
It
is. We well, Hanson brought
it
up this.
Teen...
What was it called, Hope? It was Teens Cooking Teens.
Was it kind of had a long title.
Yeah, it was not one I would have said.
I think...
But Mad Hungry,
yes.
Who's Lucinda Scalia,
who
is she's a crack cook, and it's like, you know, she's got a great looking book too.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is really great for boys because I think it feeds like bigger,
that's
you know,
idea.
Meals and a little bit more heartier.
Yes.
And then I said the Milk Bar cookbook by Christina Tosi, she is like a sleepover, like party in a book. Form. That's it, like
really?
Cakes and cookies and like cereal stuff and just so much fun. And I feel like if you're doing like a boy girl thing, like that, those would be my two books to put out.
That would be very fun. And
that's
I have put the call out to the boys and men who I live with that everybody needs to find some recipes and learn how to make them.
Oh.
I am tired of being in the kitchen.
I had the same conversation with my husband who said, "You never let me in the kitchen." I said, "Be my guest.
Let me step aside.
Is the kitchen? Go for it." And you know, I think that that's certainly something the pandemic has done.
Yeah,
because
it's a
I'm
good
so
activity.
Tired
that's something they can do. Yes.
Of cooking, even if it's not real cooking, even just putting it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am tired of it. So the last couple nights, last night we finally did take out, but the couple nights he's under my feet, and I said, "What are you doing?" "Well, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to watch and see."
Said, "You're like, no, that's for YouTube. You're like, do the YouTube and then come to me.
Yeah.
Like, do that first."
Exactly.
I think you should both give them baking assignments. Baking is a good way in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because there's a high reward.
Yeah.
Because and it's like you assemble and then you put it and then you bring it back. So it's a lot easy.
But see,
I think
a bundt cake
is the way to start.
I like baking though. I'd rather he cooked a meal.
Okay, well then you're gonna have to.
Tired.
How about pasta? Can
well,
we do pasta?
There is so much good takeout that we need
carby?
To.
Yeah.
And right, there is so much. And that's the thing is like, I'm going to make my Thanksgiving meal. And then the rest of the days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm going to do takeout. to support local restaurants.
Yeah.
Because that way I can still get all my feels of like that home cookiness and doing all my traditions. And then I don't have to do it again. Right. And I can have leftovers and I can do takeout and it'll be great.
Stephanie March, thank you for staying with me and holding my hand.
Not actually touching you, Harms.
No, I haven't touched you in a long time.
No,
but
I'd like to someday.
Yes, we can hug again at some point. I believe it. I believe it.
We'll be back after this with some Shop Girls.
And in the meantime, check out Stephanie March's amazing...
I already talked about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and the list of takeout. You covered it all? All right. All good at MSPMag.com.
Back right after this.
Okay. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan. I'm in my spot. Are you done yelling at me, mother?
This is
the thing about working with your mother.
Well, the thing is...
You get in trouble.
Well, and the difference is, though, that your mother's honest.
You probably get the stern looks.
If you had a normal co-host...
Right. A normal... normal. What would that be like?
They would probably just say, oh, it's no problem. And then when they'd leave here, they'd call their friend and they'd say, do you know what she did today?
Oh, I see. So you're saying this way it's much more cathartic because we're just going to get all out in the open.
Right.
Nothing
all
is left under
Why don't we talk shopping?
Let's do that. So, well, first of all, I did want to just tell you, I don't think I even told you this week, and I didn't have a chance to post it. I checked out that Glow holiday at the state fairgrounds.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Yes.
It looked pretty on television. I saw some pictures.
Yeah. We drove through during the media preview and I did it, you know, so that I could discuss
did
and
you
tell
do it with
people.
Your family?
I did. Oh, okay. Brought the family. Yeah. Everybody came. We actually got takeout afterwards from the Naughty Greek, which is just right down the street on University, right near our station.
When did
here.
This all take place?
I know. You always think you need to know everything. Once in a while,
well,
I'm able
I
to get somewhere
to you in
with
days.
That.
You've got,
right,
you've
days, been, days. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So
Hope,
busy.
I've talked to her
so
every
busy.
Single day this week, multiple times.
So
multiple
busy.
Times.
Multiple. She's so busy, she has no time.
And then most of the time, she'll call me and be like, well, you're not talking to me. Except I'm actually on the phone with you right now. So let's just talk. Anyway, yes, yeah, so
you
I
see
did
what
it.
I deal
so,
with
here's
people.
What I would say. You know, it's $46 per car.
Oh.
Because they charge you per car.
Okay, but what do you get for that?
You get to drive through the Holiday Wonderland exhibit.
Like you did during the state fair drive.
No. This is a separate event that's using the state fairgrounds.
So it's strictly.
Here's what I would say. I'm going to be honest, and I want to be I want to be generous this season. I want everybody to succeed. I was a little bit underwhelmed, a little bit.
Maybe a few more lights.
But at the same time, I mean, there are tons of lights. It is pretty. And here's the thing. We had fun. The four of us, my kids, you know, they were in the car. And I think, first of all, if you had younger kids, they would just be wide-eyed.
Oh, sure.
And there's this part that feels like
jaded as a 16-year-old.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
But you know what? Even the 16-year-old was like, that was fun. I mean, we were like laughing and joking together and everything.
Yeah.
I would say dress warm because you want to have your windows rolled down.
Oh, sure.
Even though you stay in the car, to be able to hear the music and everything, you really need to roll down a window. So make sure you dress warm.
How long is this going on?
It's the whole season. I mean, they do it like
every day.
You have to buy tickets in advance.
Okay.
Yes. It's Glow Holiday. So check that out. And there are at the end, there's like an area where you can get out and do selfies if you want to in the lights with your mask on, of course.
Did you do it?
We didn't because we were really anxious to get our food.
I figured you must not have because you would have posted it.
I have video of it. I just honestly, I really wasn't. I wasn't on social this week. I didn't have a lot of time. So maybe I still will so that you can see what it looked like. I'll give you a couple sneak peeks. You go to glowholiday.com. It runs now through January 3rd. And I think...
And are there certain hours? I mean, there must
be... Oh, sure. I mean, it starts... Yeah, I think it starts every day at like 4:30 or 5. I mean,
sure,
it's got to be
dark by then.
Exactly. But there are a couple of food trucks at the end, so you can get you know, sweet treat. But the other thing is that I think makes it especially fun, for us, I was like, okay, well, we're going to be in St. Paul. Where do we want to get takeout? What could we do? You know, make it an event.
Yeah.
And I think anything, you have time, you don't have a lot of places to go.
No,
it's a safe way to do something kind of magical and wondrous together. So.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea.
Okay, so that...
So it's, and wait, it's $46 no matter how many people are in the car.
Correct.
So
you pay per car.
Might as well bring a bunch of people.
Well, as long as they live in your household. Well, otherwise, you shouldn't be with them.
That's true. Yeah.
There were a couple of retail openings this week, which is nice. We told you about Six for Good. Oh, I wrote that wrong on our little grid here.
Yes,
I wrote
you
up
did.
Six. That's a vintage store in St. Paul. Six for Good is now open at Nolan Mains at 50th and France.
Right.
And I also saw, I actually saw a picture of Megan Tampty, our friend from Evereve, who tried out the horse and carriage rides that they're doing now. Nolan Mains is actually sponsoring it. So you
they
can go.
They just have taken over 50th and France.
Yeah, but that
way.
Would be another fun, safe thing. You're just with your loved ones, whoever you're, you know, potted up with, and you can do something
Not
outside.
Potted. As in P-O-T-T.
No.
Potted as in P-O-D.
Your pod. Yeah. Your safe COVID
yes,
pod.
I like to make sure we're
yes.
on the same page.
So that's happening now on weekends at Nolan Mains. And Six for Good would be a great place if you're looking for a few gifts to pick up. Flirt is also open there now. So things
are... they're open already too?
Yes. And I drove by one day and it looked like Hubert White, like they were moving stuff in. I'm not sure if they've opened yet. But,
okay.
you know, everybody's trying to get ready before,
sure.
Before the holidays, which is this week. Can you believe it? It's this week.
Yes, I can believe it.
And then in St. Paul, Mother the Cactus. Yeah, Shop Mother, the Cactus store, which is so cool and epic
yeah,
in
Northeast.
Yeah, you've
talked about that before.
It's just such, it's talk about an experience. Like you just want, it just is so beautiful and it feels so warm and it feels like a tiny little escape in the city. They've opened a second location in St. Paul on Dale. So that would be another fun little outing to check them out and support another local retailer.
And so I hate to, you know, bring it down a notch, but mm-hmm. I noticed Francesca's, they've closed stores. I didn't know about that.
140 stores. So,
wow.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I feel like
they're
a couple
at all the malls.
Right.
Yeah.
At like it seemed like they popped up at every mall.
Right.
And I think that, like so many of these retailers, is the mistake. They sort of overpopulated and now they are correcting. So they're not, it sounds like, I mean, they're trying to avoid going out of business entirely by closing 140 stores. So
wow.
If you're a fan, I mean, they do accessories, you know, and apparel at reasonable prices. They're everywhere. I mean, they opened at Southdale and Mall of America and Rosedale, I think. So I don't have the list of which local ones are closing, but they are closing.
How many stores do they have? You mean they have more than 140?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it says they're inching towards a possible bankruptcy. So, I mean, it could be all of them eventually, but for now it's not. It's 140 locations by the end of January. And I don't know how many they have total, but obviously more than that.
Yeah, a lot. Well, that's
here's
it.
A surprise pandemic win. You know what is bouncing back quickly?
What?
Outlet malls.
Well, probably because they're outside.
Yes.
And you
it's
can...
twofold.
Yeah.
People are looking for places that are out of cities. They're looking for drives. They're looking to go do things.
Sure.
And it's outside. And so the outlet malls are, isn't that, it's just fascinating. I find it fascinating to look
all
at just
pivots
human
and
behavior and how it impacts certain
Absolutely.
Industries.
Yeah.
When we get back, we'll hear about a really cool marketplace coming up soon. That's next on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. And obviously, holiday shopping is going to look a little different. Those that were planning on pop-up markets, a lot of them are now having to pivot because of new restrictions on size of gatherings. So I just love what Mita is doing with their virtual marketplace. And here to tell us all about it is Alfredo Martel. Hello, Alfredo.
How are you, Allie?
I'm
Good
great.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Well,
thanks for having us.
First of all, for anybody who isn't real familiar with Mita, can you just talk a little bit about what your organization does?
Absolutely. And this year has been an incredibly challenging and at the same time inspiring year for Mita. MITA is a nonprofit organization that has as its mission to help BIPOC entrepreneurs succeed. So we're all about business entrepreneurship for minority / BIPOC entrepreneurs here in the Twin Cities. And as you can imagine, this year has been incredibly challenging and at the same time incredibly inspiring because of the entrepreneurs that, despite all the obstacles and all the different challenges, as we've seen even as we start this weekend, they persevere and they keep on going. So that fuels our soul and keeps us going. Mm-hmm. And we're very committed to making sure they have all the resources and help that they need to keep going and to succeed. And that's sort of the impetus behind the MITA marketplace.
How do they find you, or do you find them?
Well, we're of course often referred by word of mouth. We have a large group of clients. We have over 400 clients who are our best ambassadors. Mm-hmm. But you can find us on the web at MITA.net. That's MEDA.net. Mm-hmm. And from there, you can see, you know, our different services and our different solutions. And we take it from there. We're very blessed that we have a very good reputation. Folks know us in the marketplace, or I should say in the state, not to confuse the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, we're easy to find. We're right there on the web. And I think our clients are our best spokespersons for what we do on their behalf.
You know, Alfredo, we've actually written about this a bit in Twin Cities Business, just how difficult this year has been for nonprofits in terms of, mm-hmm. you know, raising money. Obviously, one of the biggest drivers is the annual galas, right. Having those events that people go to, and that's when they plan to give. And when you take those off the table, are people still giving? And so you had a big decision to make because there is no gala this year.
Absolutely, you hit it right perfectly. That's the whole logic behind the marketplace. Since we can't have a get together in person, have the traditional auctions and the silent auctions and the bidding, we decided to showcase our clients' products and services in the marketplace and have folks take advantage of their shopping season. As we're starting the marketplace, we're launching it on Black Friday. To take a look at what our clients do and the products and the services that they provide,
right.
As well as other corporate donations and other retailers that have also partnered with us. So it's sort of the virtual version of, mm-hmm. of the gala.
I love
it. The party, I guess.
Well, and look, we're going to be looking for ways to shop. We're all shopping online anyway. How great does it feel to be knowing that it's doing good, that you're supporting local entrepreneurs, that you're supporting an organization that's out there to help minority entrepreneurs? So can you give us just a little preview? Because I know you don't, the marketplace doesn't go online until next Friday. What are we going to see? What kinds of things are you going to be selling?
Well, that's a great description. It's the opportunity to shop and go holiday shopping with a larger purpose behind it. Now, the things that are going to be in the marketplace are really exciting. I mean, we have, for example, one of our clients, Robert Grace from Graceful Bakery and Catering, has donated four 25-box lunch packages.
Mm.
Our client, Tommy Beavis, who owns Pimento, the Jamaican restaurant, probably our most delicious client, is donating gift cards for Pimento. Manny Tortas, for example, is going to do a make-your-own torta experience at their Midtown Global Market location.
Nice. So is it all food?
There's one that's really... Here's an interesting one. Christine Taylor owns HealthyOnTheGo.com,
mm-hmm.
and she's donated her 15-bar sampler pack. These bars are made with gluten-free ingredients, high-quality protein, and they're only sweetened with honey. They're shelf-stable. They do not need to be stored in a refrigerator, and they're just fantastic. They're never including additives and preservatives. So those are some of the food experiences. El Burrito Mercado, of course, is an iconic Mexican grocery store.
Right.
And then if you wanna learn a new language, there's an example here with Jose Magina, who owns Mint. He's donating interpreter sessions. So
you're kidding.
Opportunity to, yeah. So there's a little bit of everything.
So come out of the pandemic bilingual. I love
that'd
it.
That'd be cool.
There you go. We have, you know, in other areas, of course, we have a great experience with pitch tents, which is a sort of, you know, the luxurious glamping kind of experience going to be showcased. We also have a dinner with Chef Amelia Damgaard at a Pillsbury Mansion home. So that's going to be a super, you know, more like an entertainment type of experience.
And then I saw that
There's a little bit of everything.
And you even have, you're going to, so if somebody wanted to pick up a Target or Best Buy gift card, you could do it through the Meta Marketplace and have the proceeds go to Meta. How cool would that be?
Yeah.
So you get the gift card.
Such a common, you know, these are like very popular gift cards at Best Buy, at Target. The ones that you purchase at the Meta Marketplace are identical. It's just that the proceeds have been donated by those two great partners.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And to help our partners. So it's the exact same Best Buy gift card, the exact same Target gift card. It's just that the proceeds go to Meta so that we can provide those resources to our clients.
I love it. Are you going to be replenishing the goods or adding new things, or is it just sort of like when it's gone, it's gone?
No, we're only scratching the surface of what we're going to have on that marketplace.
Okay.
And clearly, if we have some great partners like John Whipley, who's the owner of Los Animales Barbecue, he's also providing a catered experience for someone at their home with guests, and they're going to bring a fully catered barbecue experience with craft beverages. So we have a lot of different things in the marketplace that are available. And frankly, some of those things, if we run out and they're extremely popular, we know we'll go back in and replenish some of them. So we urge folks to go quick, go early, so that we know how the marketplace is performing so that we can go get more.
Right. Well, everybody should put a bookmark on their Google right now so that they can get right to it on Black Friday. It's Meta, MEDA.net, and you'll see the Meta Marketplace, first time ever, and all designed to help minority entrepreneurs succeed. Alfredo, before we let you go, I'm just really curious, you know, there's so much talk about entrepreneurship and innovation coming out of, you know, times, you know, economic downturns. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing new businesses? Are you seeing entrepreneurs coming up with new things right now?
Well, one of the things that is really interesting is that while many entrepreneurs, of course, are facing difficulties, some of our clients who are particularly in the health responder industry or in the medical supplies industry are thriving and doing quite well. So for us, our mission is really to help the majority of our clients go through probably this winter and through the spring with the hopes that, you know, we're all hoping that a vaccine will be available and things will start to reopen back to normal. So right now, it's been a year of difficulty and sustainment. I think we have still a couple more months to go, but we're optimistic. Many of our, you know this, an entrepreneur is a very determined and naturally optimistic person. So we make it our mission, and we're incredibly committed to ensure that their dreams don't die as a result of this pandemic.
Right. And we can all do just a little bit to help that come true. Well, Alfredo Martel, President and CEO of Meta, thank you so much for joining us today.
Ali, thank you for having us. We appreciate you having us, and we look forward to a great Black Friday opening.
Yes, absolutely. Good what luck. A great thing to do this Black Friday. It's Meta.net. We'll put a link up on the Shop Girls page at mytalk1071.com. Thanks again. We'll be right back with more Shop Girls. I'm gonna soak up the sun. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. It's time to take a look at a few trends, a puffer coat or two, some crazy looking outfits, and ask, whose look is it anyway?
Give me, she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the Shop Girls to ask,
can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
Yeah. You want to start with Tracee Ellis Ross?
Yeah. I in some ways, I'm speechless.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she won the People's Choice Icon Award for her fashion.
Did you watch? Was that on TV? I kind of missed the whole thing, and I just saw it on social.
It was on, I didn't know if it was on, it was on E! Entertainment, and I taped it, but I have yet to watch it.
Okay.
I've never liked it because it's like the people know they won, so it's not like they get excited or anything. But anyway.
Well, they're actors. I would hope they could get a little excited.
No, they don't, because they know. Anyway, I mean, she wears, we've talked about her on Who's Look before, and she carries things off that most people couldn't, and she looks lovely and all that. But I draw the line with this outfit that she was wearing. I really don't even understand it. It was a white Alexander McQueen cape dress, they called it, cinched with a black leather harness. I don't know what her activity was going to be following the award ceremony. And I also thought it was interesting because they described it as a voluminous tiered gown that was actually a clear riff on this year's baby doll trend, which I didn't think it had that look. And of course, instead of Mary Jane Flats, she was wearing these boots that they didn't even know where they ended. They came up so high. I mean, we don't want to know.
Keeps her legs warm,
I guess.
Look, you know what? I appreciate that she is somebody who is always taking risks. She does her own thing. And
she does, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, she wears some things that are, you know, that you and I and most people could never wear or look good in, and she can, and she can have that dramatic flair.
Right.
I don't think this one fits that bill.
I would pick her suit, her voluminous suit from a couple weeks ago over this.
Which was stunning. Yes. This, I mean, with this harness under her boobs and these huge sleeves. And I mean, it's just, I think it's like a costume is what it really looks like.
Speaking of boobs, should we talk about Bella Hadid?
Yeah.
So,
when I saw this, Allie, I figured this is how you dress for your Zoom calls.
Okay. Yeah. I was just going to say, so I have a standing 10 a.m. Monday morning staff meeting with TCB, and I'm thinking this could be the way to go on Monday.
Well, I think
I'll try to do a screen capture of the reaction.
I think.
Or I'll get fired.
The thing is, you're the one in charge of the meetings, and if you don't want to prepare, this is how you show up, because nobody's going to say anything. They're just going to sit there with their mouths hanging open.
Right.
Now, in all fairness, of course, she was meeting her 9 a.m. Zoom, as she called it, was actually a virtual panel for Vogue's Forces of Fashion. But
I question the reality that Bella Hadid is even doing a 9 a.m. Zoom. Is that even a thing for a supermodel?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. Maybe if you paid enough money, you do it.
Maybe.
But she wore what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
You know, an open jacket, a patterned blouse. And we all, you know, find when we're home, very often we go braless. Well, she went braless, but she just had her whole blouse completely unbuttoned.
Right.
So that she did have necklaces on.
It was very sexy.
Yeah. A little bit different from your average Zoom call outfit. And I dare you to show up like this for your next Zoom meeting.
Yeah,
I would love to hear the reaction. But I'm guessing it's not going to happen.
Well, it makes for a great picture. And I think that I appreciate that our celebrities are out to entertain us. They, too, are at home.
Yep.
They, too, are on screens. They just happen to look a little better than most of us do.
Well, I guess maybe that's the whole story.
But here's something that we could all use. I mean, I think we're all facing a lot more outdoor time this winter. And there are some pretty wild puffer coats. So if you have a closet full of black jackets, maybe it's time to mix things up
a little bit. Yeah, I think this is fun. Do you want to talk about the Eddie Bauer ones first?
Sure.
Eddie Bauer and Carla Welch.
Talk about an unlikely collaboration.
She's the celeb stylist for Tracee Ellis Ross and Justin Bieber. Very similar looks, right?
Yeah, well, a good stylist can dress anybody.
Of course she can. Anyway, but they've collaborated and come up with an Eddie Bauer I never know if the X is plus or times or and or what. But anyway, it's the Eddie Bauer and Carla Welch look. And what they've done is they've created vests and puffer jackets, but they're in colors that are fabulous. There's like peach and lime, tangerine, all these wonderful hues that you would not normally expect. And they've also done winter hats and mismatched socks. They have a little throwback Eddie Bauer logo, the EB butterfly logo on them. And they're really fun. And all of them are under $200. And I think they're great. I mean, how much fun to wear something like that instead of just another black coat.
You won't get lost in the woods.
And you know who else was wearing... I'm not sure if I like this one, but leave it to Sarah Jessica Parker. Mm-hmm. She's always going to be out there with something that is worth talking about. And she was wearing a puffer coat that's actually reversible. It's a company called Farm Rio. Do you know that company?
No, I had not heard of this brand.
Me either. I don't know. I should have looked up to see how much it costs.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now.
Okay. Anyway, it's called the Jungle Pop Coat. And on one side... it is a leopard print. But on the other side, it is just a wild, multicolored, bright color pattern that had, it's just really an artsy kind of look to it. And she was wearing a grayish sweater and matching pants, but she had hot pink heels on.
It was a good look. Hot pink. This was a good street fashion look
for mask.
Sure. So this coat is only $350.
Oh, really?
I mean, only. I'm not saying, I mean, $350 is, but I mean, for SJP, that seems surprisingly reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that it, you know, I'm not sure I love the jungle pattern.
Well, these aren't really your patterns, let's just say. It's not really your genre.
No.
Not your aesthetic.
I like the pink high heels and the and the mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I think I would go with the Eddie Bauer.
No, it's cute, and leave it to Sarah Jessica Parker to put another brand on all of our radars. I'm surprised it looks like this isn't
sold
out.
Do you know where it's sold?
No, I mean, I think you have to order direct. You can just order it directly from them at farmrio.com.
Okay, then can we talk about Barack Obama's bomber jacket?
Yeah, I wouldn't really call it a bomber jacket.
Okay,
though.
Then we won't. No,
it's just kind of like a zip up.
Yeah. All right.
Go for it. Talk about it.
Do that.
Talk about it.
First of all, he made the cover of InStyle.
Yes.
Which is not always something that you see.
For a former president.
Our former president.
Yes.
Well, yes. I thought most people do know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I love is, it's not my favorite picture of him, but it's a picture where he looks like he's just full of swag.
Yeah.
You know? And that was what they wanted. He was talking about it on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and he said, you know, it wouldn't have been the picture he would have chosen either, but yet he understands. So this jacket is actually a Lululemon jacket. And he said, I've got other nicer looking jackets. And she said, no, the editor, this is what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that it's because this is the one he was wearing when he threw that basketball and made the shot.
If you haven't seen that 18 seconds of video,
it's fabulous.
It's fun.
And But the big story is this jacket was a gift to Michelle Obama when she visited Vancouver in 2018. Mm-hmm. But he's been wearing it ever since.
He likes that? I mean, those are comfy zip-ups.
Yeah. Apparently, it's not available anymore.
Well,
it was from a limited edition collection, but I'm guessing it may be back.
Gonna guess Lululemon will bring that back
if they're smart.
Exactly.
And they are.
Exactly. So. We'll take your questions, talk shop, talk pets too. Still coming up on Shop Girls. Don't go away.